Welcome to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino, brought to you by Financial Residency. John owns Contract Diagnostics and is an expert on physician contract negotiation and compensation review. If you have an idea for a podcast or a question you would like for him to answer on one of his shows, please email podcast@financialresidency.com. Now grab your cup of Java and get ready for Coffee and Contracts with John Appino.
Offices close, and that could impact you. Hey, everybody, it's John at Contract Diagnostics, and I'm catching up on some news today, and I'm seeing some big names out there about closing offices. So major hospital brands that are looking to, you know, maybe off or sell off some of their clinics or some of their hospitals, maybe they're losing money. And if nobody buys them, if they can't do a merger, maybe they're short on cash, they start to close clinics. No different than a Subway franchise closing stores, or as we've seen over the years, a franchise like Kmart or Sears closed stores, now Bed Bath & Beyond and Macy's, because the stores are underperforming and they're not making enough money. Well, healthcare is the same way. So if your hospital or if your clinic isn't doing as well as everybody thinks, or everybody would like, or maybe it's even losing money, they may close it. So the question, and this is a contract thing, what happens to the employees? Well, they obviously could do what they want. So could they reassign you to a different entity? Depends if the contract says so. I'm assuming if they asked you and your contract said no, but you wanted to keep the job, you would say yes. I'm assuming that they would reissue you then a new contract with the new location, maybe different expectations, and maybe a compensation change. So they could relocate you, but they could just let you go. So what happens if a physician is terminated or if a building is closed? Well, obviously, those are contract questions, and it depends what the contract says. But most of the time, what happens if a facility is closed or if it goes bankrupt, potentially different transition for termination. So first off, how do you get paid on termination? It's important that you realize how, and if your employer closes, what the contract says, you'll get paid. What happens to benefits? It's important to know what the contract says. Do they have to give you 90 days notice, or could they terminate you immediately for a certain circumstance? The no-cause termination might be 30, 60, 90, or longer days, but an immediate termination is just that. It's immediate. And could they have insolvency? Could they have bankruptcy? Could they have mergers and acquisitions? Could they have practice closing as an immediate termination? Of course they could. So it's important to understand all the nuances to termination. Does a non-compete remain valid? I don't know. Now, if they're closing, you competing with a closed entity might not be something that you should consider, but we don't know. We don't know who would enforce what and what you could do based in your state. But it's important that you understand that. Do you have to buy tail insurance? That's another issue. Maybe they close. What if they're self-insured? What's the captive look like? If they keep other offices open, do they just reassign that slot to a different policy at a different facility? Or do they end the whole policy? Do you need to tail out or not? Do you have any power to come back and negotiate this if, in fact, they're closing? All are really valid questions. And we, of course, I can't answer everyone's because we haven't looked at your contract. But it's important when you sign a contract to understand those things. What's not a good sign is when you sign the contract and then 2-3 years later, you're looking back, understand what you've signed. You should go in understanding what you've signed, understanding if you want to leave, what happens, knowing if they terminate you, what your options are and what risks you have as far as financial and then taking another job in the market. So although we anticipate offices to always close and always open, that's a function of business. There's certain suburbs that are going amazing right now, and the coffee shops and the restaurants are selling a lot. Will change over time. There's certain hospitals that are thriving right now, and maybe with competition in town, maybe with Medicare changes, maybe with changes to their workforce, they're unable to continue to provide services in a way that's profitable for all. So just know that this is happening. It always has, and it always will. And if it does, we are here to help at Contract Diagnostics. So if you ever see anything that your organization may be closing, or maybe they're furloughing people, or maybe you're worried about your job, you can always give us a call. We have a free 15-minute inquiry on our website. We have a separate termination review here that we don't look at the contract for everything. We just look at it for termination. So, of course, the price is less. But just know that we're here to help in any situation. Whether you pay us anything or whether you just want to hop on for a 15-minute call and we can give you an ear and some free advice. So if you are going through a transition like this, give us a call at Contract Diagnostics so we can explain what your obligations are. I'm John at Contract Diagnostics, and it's easy to set up any of those things on our website, or you can email me direct, john@contractdiagnostics.com, JON@contractdiagnostics.com. And thank you for joining. I look forward to the next time we talk.
Thank you for listening to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino. If you need a contract reviewed or want to know if you're being paid fairly, go to contractdiagnostics.com. See you next time.